trust since 1998. Visit them at WetlandSons.com. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eyestone. Welcome him today. 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And even though you're the horticulture agent, you're kind of doing a lot of different things lately at the Extension office. You're going to tell us about a garage sale that's going on.
Yes, I want to encourage people to participate in our 4-H Citizenship Washington Focus fundraiser. It is out at the fairgrounds at Seco Park. We are in the Wreath Barn, which is the one closest to Kimball. So if you're coming off of Kimball, you'll see that one first. Just want to encourage people to participate in that. You can bring items if you have something you want to donate to the sale from now until 5 o'clock today. And then they'll shut down for a moment to organize things, and the sale will be from 6 to 8 tonight. And then start up at 7 in the morning or 7:30 and go till noon tomorrow. So a fundraiser for those 4-H youth that are looking to get a trip to Washington, D.C. In 2019, I believe it is.
I can't resist. I'm looking at your flyer, shop till you drop or donate. I love that. That's a cute little saying.
That would be a John Job, our 4-H agent's getting a specialty in doing this now. He's done several of these garage sales for the fundraisers, so we're getting it down to a pretty good science and get a good community support for this project.
Variety of items are available, too. You might run through some of that.
Yeah, we get all kinds of items. You know, it's anything anybody wants to donate out there. And so lots of clothing, usually, and lots of household items and a lot of youth things, since this is a 4-H event. Typically, 4-H families contribute some of the items that they don't need anymore. So, again, that's running today. Bring out your items until 5 p.m., and then the sale will start up at 6 and go to 8 tonight, and then Saturday morning, 7:30 to noon. That's in the Wreath Barn there. So if you're driving out at fairgrounds, you'll see the signs and see us.
And this is for a wonderful reason, too. The trip is fantastic.
Yes.
I know they look forward to it.
This raises the funds so that we may have around 40 youth from our community going to Washington to learn about the process of the legislation and those. And they do a lot of activities beforehand, learning local government, state government, and then go to the national level. And they stay at the 4-H Center there in Chevy Chase, Maryland. So it's a great opportunity, a great thing for the youth to be able to participate in.
Now, we told folks we're going to talk about fall gardening, too. So
yes,
let's get
to that
also. And it is that time. I mean, even though it's been pretty mild out.
It's been great. It's a great time to be planting our trees and shrubs. And our master gardeners handed out some bulbs a few weekends ago. So it's still a great time to be planting our bulbs. There's lots of different flower colors there. A lot of our bulbs are purple and white. And so that always makes for a good opportunity here in our local environment. But there's lots of time to be planting and getting that done. Had a call yesterday about overseeding their lawn. And that may be coming to an end. That mid-October is typically the end of our seeding time. We just don't have enough days there for that grass seed to get really rooted down well. If it's a drier kind of December, January, that may heave out of the soil, may desiccate the grass plant. I mean, if you want to try it, you can try it. We would encourage you, if you want to be guaranteed success, you can still plant sod. A little more expensive, but that is already growing, and so you get a little faster rooting development on that. The other aspect on seeding, you can do what's called a dormant seeding. So we take about a month of time off here with letting the cooler temperatures come down. You can work your soil, get it all prepped and ready for seed. Then we plant when it's really kind of dormant. And so your seed is just there for the winter time, but you don't want it to sprout and grow because there's just not enough opportunity for it to get growing and established. But the advantage of planting, let's say, in November, later part of November, is that if it's a wet spring and you can't get out there to get your seed in, this kind of gives you the advantage. That's the only advantage to it. There are a lot of things that can happen over the winter time. We could have some moisture and some washing of your seed and things like that, but it's an opportunity to do some seeding when it's dormant, so it doesn't sprout. So right now, kind of iffy if you were to plant it and water it to get it going, but there'll be an opportunity to do some dormant seeding, or if you're in a bind and really need to keep that soil in place, which is very important, you can do some sodding. That would be ideal.
I've seen some efforts, I think, in the area of people doing some things like that. At Long Anderson, there's some prominent things going on that way.
Yeah, you know, when you have construction and things like that, and you're done in the opportunity, you need to put something there. We don't want that soil washing away. That's a very needed resource, and we don't want it washing into the lakes, causing problems as well. And so some type of cover, whether it be mulch, at that situation would be very important to keep the soil in place over the winter time until the growing conditions are favorable for whether it be a sod or seeding or some other type of planting to hold that soil in place.
Maybe some other things that are going on when it comes to fall season and what folks are doing right now. It's not really a time that they take off from gardening. I mean, there's a lot of things still going on.
There's a lot of going on, but it may not be as rushed as it is in the springtime, really wanting to get things in the ground and growing. So right now, we're going to have a frost here sooner or later, and tree leaves will start dropping quite a bit. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is really encouraging you, and we've been doing this, encouraging this for a long time, is to, instead of raking those leaves up, per se, and hauling them off, we really prefer you to just chop those up and leave them in place. They have no disadvantage in your lawn as long as you get them chopped up and so they can filter down, you know, for forever. That's been the whole natural process, and so we still encourage you to do that. Any tree leaves that fall on hard surfaces, like in the storm drains along the curb, that's a natural resource, and it can become a pollutant if it goes down into the storm drain. So we really encourage you, if you do need to, if that is occurring, is that you rake those up and chop them up. You can put them back on the lawn. If that's a situation you don't want to do, you can always chop them up and put them into a pile for like a composting process. Put them into the vegetable garden, the annual flower bed. Those are all great resources. Chopping them up is going to help them break down better over the winter time and be a real nice growing media for your new plants come spring. And so it's definitely not a waste. You shouldn't put them into a bag and haul them off to, let's say, the transfer station. Of course, most of it gets put out at the transfer station in the composting area, which is another way of doing it, which is good. But those are nice resources to keep yourself if you can, and just chop them up, utilize them yourself.
Well, anything else folks need to be doing as winter approaches?
Well, again, we may have this frost coming up, and there are some tender bulbs. I talked about the master gardeners handing out, they happen to hand out narcissus or daffodils, which you plant in the ground, and they overwinter just fine. But many of us like to grow some caladiums and some other things that are a little tender, may not make it through the winter, gladiolas, cannas, those things. And so if you want to insure them for a following season, we do dig those up after a frost and let them dry out a little bit, maybe a week or so, just leave them in the garage or someplace where they won't freeze real hard. And knock off any of the excess dirt, and we need to store those in an area where it would be fairly cool if we can. That slows down the respiration process, keeps the food storage in there so it would be viable for next year. Typically a basement or someplace that's cool. If we could get it down to 45 degrees for most of those would be good. Cool and dry is the key there, and that would be true for just about anything you're trying to overwinter with, whether you have some extra seeds that you had for your flower bed or vegetable garden. Most of those will be viable next year. You just want to keep them cool and dry so that they don't burn up their food energy over the dormant season. So you can put those in the refrigerator as far as seeds and things like that. Maybe a little bit cool for our storage of our bulbs, whether it be gladiolas or caladiums or any of those type of structures. But cool and dry is the key for overwintering our storage of our gardening plants.
Very good. Anything else we need to share with folks today before we wrap up, Greg?
Oftentimes, we're looking at weed control in our lawn at this time. The weed and feed product may be something you can use as long as you're not putting on more nitrogen than necessary. We recommend 2 pounds per season of actual nitrogen. So if you did some in September, you could do some here in October. Controlling weeds, there's a lot of cultural practice that really help to do that, but weed control would be here in October would be favorable.
One more time, if you want to talk about the garage sale, too.
Yeah, we got our 4-H garage sale going on right now as far as collecting items to be sold. They'll start selling at 6 and go till 8 tonight. Then tomorrow morning, start up at 7:30 and go to noon. I know usually Saturday late morning, it may be, you know, $1 a bag of stuff, everything shove in there, so please come out. It really helps us clean up things quickly if things are sold out. So hopefully by noon tomorrow, everything will be out of the barns and home have new homes.
Once again, we've had with us Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Riley County Senior Services Center Program Coordinator Melissa Colby will be joining us. Get an update there. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.